It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Gene Purcell, in for Veronica Ricker. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we find out what's behind the new wave of South Korean pop culture success stories, like the hugely popular Gangnam Style.
But first, Wisconsin's been criticized for racial disparities in education and the justice system. Now there's new evidence showing a disparity in life expectancy, too.
Across the country, whites are expected to outlive blacks. The discrepancy has been closing over time, but here in Wisconsin, the gap actually grew.
Jay Kaufman joins us now. He's the Canada Research Chair in Health Disparities in the Department of Epidemiology, Biostatistics, and Occupational Health at McGill University. He's co-author of the study published in the Health Affairs Journal. Jay, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we focus on Wisconsin, can you give us an overview of age disparities and how they're changing across the United States?
In disparities in mortality, racial disparities in mortality?
That's right.
We compared death rates in 1990 and every year up until 2009. And in general, disparities decreased. They shrank by about 3 years for men and about 2 years for women overall across the country. But there was a great deal of difference from state to state. The greatest disparity was in the District of Columbia, as a matter of fact, and that remained roughly stable over time. Wisconsin was notable because it was the one state where disparities actually got worse over that period.
And how much worse did those disparities get here in Wisconsin?
It was for women that there was the most notable change, and that disparity actually increased by about black women and white women. So the life expectancy for white and black women in 1990 was about 80 years and 75 years for white and black women in 1990. It changed in 2009 to about 82 years and 75.7 years for black women. So that gap between the women actually increased by about 1.5 years.
Stepping away from the gap for a bit, is the general story that we're all black and white living a bit longer across the nation and here in Wisconsin?
Yes, mortality rates fell in every state and for every group, but when some rates fall faster than others, then the disparity can increase or decrease, depending on which group is gaining faster or slower.
And I want to talk a little bit, if you'll bear with me, about the statistics here. Is it possible when we break this down state by state that maybe a state with a very small African-American population, it can skew the results a little bit? A small change in a small population can look pretty big when we start talking percentages.
Absolutely. That's true. And there are a number of states like Alaska, Hawaii, where we have somewhat unstable measures of the disparities. And so we don't attach a lot of confidence to those. But Wisconsin actually has a relatively large black population, and so the estimates are pretty precise for Wisconsin.
Now, I know your study doesn't go into the causes and effects here. You're kind of measuring the mortality and letting people take it from there. But are there things that states are doing differently that might account for better results elsewhere than here in Wisconsin?
Well, that's a speculative area because we didn't really study social policies directly. That's really the next thing that we should start looking at is the specific causes of death that account for these changes and the specific age groups that are doing better and worse and specific policies that might begin to account for those things. We can speculate. We have hypotheses about some of the differences between states, but our paper can't really definitively make any statements about that.
Right.
I can throw out one hypothesis if you want to entertain
that. Please do, yeah.
One state that did particularly well over this period was New York State. Also has a very large black population, and that population gained in life expectancy much greater than the national average. Whites also gained in New York State, but blacks gained more quickly, and so their disparities fell more rapidly than any other state. One thing that New York did over this period of time was reduce its prison population tremendously. And Wisconsin is notable for having the largest proportion of its African Americans in prison compared to any other state, about twice the national average.
Interesting. So starting with the research that we're talking about, what are the next avenues you think people might want to research? Obviously, what you just mentioned about prison populations would be one area worthy of further study. What else would you like to see as people try to tease out the cause and effect in the gap in mortality?
Some obvious hypotheses have to do with access to medical care and social programs for mothers and children, educational opportunities, employment opportunities, nutritional opportunities. All of these things contribute to healthy life expectancy, and so all of them are possible explanations for the changes we see over time.
And is there anything that you think health officials, I know there's more research to be done, but that health officials, maybe even state governments, can look at your data and start doing, or at least looking at doing now?
Well, for women, which are the women were the group in Wisconsin who fared worse, and that difference really appeared most strongly in the age groups around 50, 55, 60 years of age, where black women were dying of chronic disease at rates that were increasing over time, where whites were decreasing in those age groups. And we know from similar analyses that the disparities between black and white women are largely due to common chronic diseases like diabetes, coronary disease, cancers like breast cancer that are common. And so the screening and the treatment for these kinds of conditions are going to account for a lot of the disparity.
Now, are we in the United States unique in having this kind of measurable race or ethnicity-based health disparity, or are there comparable stories up there in Canada or elsewhere in the world that you've looked at?
It's an interesting problem in Canada. We don't have race on the vital statistics, on the death certificates, so we can't look as easily in Canada at this disparity. It's one thing that we're trying to do in Canada right now to try to find sources of information that will let us know about that. We certainly have socioeconomic disparities, and those have been noted in many other countries. And there have been many studies in Europe and in Latin America about socioeconomic disparities. The United States is somewhat unique in its particular attention to race as a way of dividing the population socially and statistically. It seems quite plausible that other countries are going to have hierarchies, social hierarchies, and maldistribution of resources and opportunities for care and screening, and probably will have other similar disparities.
Jay, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
That's Jay Kaufman, Canada Research Chair in Health Disparities at McGill University.